My first 3 days that I was sick, all I had was a fever, you know, chills and fever, and that was really it, and maybe a little headache. And then, like, the third day, the fourth day, I started having stomach problems, vomiting, diarrhea. And, you know, after you start doing that for a while, then you start to get weak because you start to get dehydrated. This is why it's so important for people to get in treatment early, because if you wait, if people wait while they're having those symptoms of vomiting and diarrhea, they end up getting dehydrated and they don't even have a chance to live through it because they just lose all their fluid. So this is part of why it's so important to get treated. Well, I think anybody who's working in West Africa doing direct patient care, and it's whether it's in an Ebola treatment center or just in any health facility, because I was not treating Ebola patients. I was in a general health facility. Everyone, you know, is at risk, and people need to know that there is a risk. So we have a terrible situation right now in both Liberia and Sierra Leone, where, like, pregnant women who can't deliver and need a C-section, many of them have nowhere to go because the health facilities around them are closed. So we need to remember this is not just about Ebola. There are sort of ripple effects into the health system as a whole. I know that some of the groups that are going in, like University of Massachusetts is sending a team now with some grant funding behind them that's really going to be focused on reopening general health care facilities, primary health care facilities, because of this problem.
Are you going back?
I do hope to go back. I haven't got my tickets yet, but I hope to be back sometime early next year, you know, to spend another month and continue to work there. If I'm able to donate to help others, I'd be happy to do that. It is exciting. They are now beginning clinical trials, you know, more serious scientific trials on a larger scale of both medications and this convalescent plasma to really prove whether they work or not. And that's going to be very helpful because once we have the proof, the scientific proof, then we'll be able to move forward with more confidence.
Thank you very much, Dr. Sakharov.